Hall, Lucinda, Battle Creek, Michigan, July 14, 1875. Dear Lucinda, I wanted to say we have been in hot battle for some days. I have read close testimonies to Brother Lindsay and Brother Gaskell, and to Sister Gaskell. We have had several meetings. Yesterday we read 2 40-page testimonies of matter. It is close work. The Lindsays have never been governed, and it is like taking a bull by the horns. But I have done it, and there has been some taxing work, I assure you. I took up the case of Sister Gaskell's going into the Health Institute as matron. I opposed it, and then gave my reasons. 1. Her own education in her childhood was sadly neglected, so that she is not a well-developed woman. She has a one-sided education. She is very deficient in a knowledge and love for household labor. 2. She has a very deficient memory. She was not trained to caretaking habits. This would disqualify her for a position at the Health Institute. 3. A mother who has not tact in managing and controlling her own children would be very poorly qualified to control and wisely manage the cases of invalids with their endless peculiarities. 4. She does not mean to bear the responsibilities she would not take or bear in her youth, but would stand in the place to direct, command, and dictate to others, when these very ones could do far better without her dictation. For they would know better what to do themselves without being told by one deficient in the very knowledge the helper possesses. 5. She is very excitable, becomes easily thrown off her balance, and lets feelings control her, and does not let calm reason bear sway. Therefore, she would instigate trouble over little matters that she could not heal as readily as she could start them. 6. She has a dictatorial manner which the girls would resent at once. They will not bear such independent ordering and dictating. Therefore, there could be friction. 7. Sister Gaskell wants others to adopt her ways and will not give them the independence and freedom to act themselves and follow their ways when they may be far better than her own. 8. God has given Sister Gaskell her work, to manage and educate her children. She cannot lay aside this work or shift her responsibility upon any other one. It is her God-given work that she must not overlook and lay down for any other work. God has given her her work, to train and develop pure and good characters in her children. The work she could not set aside. These children should not be at the Health Institute, for it is no place for them. We had a most solemn meeting. We have another tonight. We have set up our bed at the office, and we feel that it is the very best place we can be. We took breakfast and dinner with Brother Graves' family in our old home. We feel at home there, and we are made very welcome. I wish I could see you, Lucinda. It always does me so much good to see you and talk with you. You take so sensible a view of matters all around. How I have missed you on this journey. Not but that I have friends, but you are nearest and dearest, next to my own family, and I feel no differences than that you belong to me and my blood flowed in your veins. No one can go right ahead as you can and take care of me in regard to my clothing. If you knew what shape I am in sometimes, I guess you would laugh, or cry, I don't know which. I have hardly had a minute's time to see to my things. After exposing myself to the view of thousands, someone tells me never to appear in public again till my dress is fixed, not a gather behind, and very full before, no pocket. It was the short silk dress that was turned here at Battle Creek, and I had not a chance to try it on. Next, my drawers had one button less than my pants, so you see I had a miserable bulk here. and then I strip them off under the most trying circumstances. Intent. Put on another pair of drawers and found the buttons are 2 inches too short. And this is only a few of my troubles. Now laugh over them all, you girls, if you choose, or cry either. But it would not cure the evil unless you send me Lucinda as my maid of honor. But I am getting along splendidly after all. Our little girls are doing finely. Walling has just written that Lou is married to Dunn. Dunn's wife got a divorce from him because of adultery with Lou Walling, so Walling says. That would be a brave home for my girls. They shall never go there while I live. I shall bring the children to California with me, for I feel it would be right. I think of you all at home in the new, pleasant house with great pleasure. I assure you, I would be pleased to enjoy it with you. We have felt like Noah's dove, no place for the sole of our foot. Not but that there are homes enough, but it is not every house that is a home. We all think much of the signs. It is a good paper every way. You all do splendidly. We think now we will give you till November to perfect your trade. God bless you all. Father says, hurry around if your letter goes with mine. Love to all. Mother.